We are back from recess. Still talking with Debbie Redford, and we're going to talk about incorporation of Hollister School District into Taney County's Hazard Mitigation Plan. Debbie?
This just came up 2 weeks ago, and, you know, this is a long process in terms of this shelter that we're trying to build. That, for some reason, Hollister Schools is not incorporated into the Taney County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Okay.
And the email I just gave you was forwarded to me about a week ago, and it lays out what the procedure is for doing that. So if you look at the bottom part of that, it's got 1, 2, 3 in terms of it. I understand Taney County's Hazard Mitigation Plan, I believe, is in its fourth year, so it's not time to redo that. I believe it has to be redone every 5 years. But I wasn't sure who I needed to talk to in regards to
Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Right.
That would be Chris Barrett.
Is it Chris?
Yeah,
okay.
Chris is the one who gave us our presentation in 09.
Okay.
And the plan, and I have a big binder and all that, but Chris is the one who put that together for the county.
Okay. Because I understand that's not real difficult. We'll have to provide a map showing that we are not in a floodplain.
Right.
Which we're not. And it's beyond me when you have a hazard mitigation plan for the county why the schools are not part of that.
Could you see if Melissa is here or Chris is here? Oh, I was saying Nikki, but you got it. Let's make sure that's who, I mean, before I say that's definite.
Okay.
Debbie, are you looking for us to, as you said, we can't, the plan is renewed every 5 years or something, or I can remember the terms.
I don't remember the terms either.
But anyway, are you looking for us to approve Hollister into the plan?
Yes,
without?
Well, I don't think you can do it today. I think whoever wrote that has to look at each of these things in terms of these 3 points that are being made.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has to be the one that makes the recommendation that we followed each of these. But I wasn't sure how to proceed without talking to you all first.
What you're looking at there.
Okay.
There's the 3 things.
It's like the original multi-jurisdiction plan was developed. The risk assessment included an analysis of the major hazards, especially natural hazards such as flooding, tornadoes, winter storms, wildfire, that had the potential to impact the additional jurisdiction. So we have to look at how those might impact the footprint of where our buildings are located.
Mm-hmm. We have went through this before. The amount of the population is one of the things they'll look for.
Mm-hmm.
There's several things that we had to look at because we talked about a FEMA shelter, and that's basically what you're doing here.
Yes,
this
right.
building is a FEMA shelter that we've talked about as a county commission and I've discussed several times. And there's certain criteria that has to be met before you can even apply for the shelter.
Right. Now, we are, I've been working on this project about 2 years, but we are at the point where that money has been set aside for us. We're that far up in the pile in the process.
Mm-hmm.
FEMA said, even though we were within a half a mile of their guideline for our high school and junior high, they did not believe we could get those kids down there fast enough to the elementary. So they came back to us and would not do the one shelter that would be big enough for the entire student population and staff. So we're now at the point where we've got our early childhood center that will be one shelter, and there will be another shelter right across between the high school and the middle school, which is now a paved parking lot, so that we will have 2. Now, funding-wise, we're okay because the amount that was allocated will cover the 2 smaller buildings. But where we are right now is our early childhood center is done. I mean, they're waxing floors and moving furniture in. It will be open in the fall. We have everything ready to go there, including the kitchen, but we have no multi-purpose room because we can't start on any of this until the paperwork is signed. So we are at the point where we have no place for the kids to eat. We'll probably have to set either the early childhood center, we'll have to walk across to the elementary, or we will have to set up tables in spare classrooms or figure something out. And so we are now at the point where if we had had the okay by April 30th, we could have been in the building and had it done by October 15th. Well, we're now past, way past April 30th, so we're not sure when. But we don't want to back up at this point. If the school district were to go ahead and make it a safe room using their own money, it would not only cost them that amount of money, but the money they would lose from FEMA by doing that. And we have about 2.5 years to worry about building the other building. But we're on a fast track trying to make all of this happen and dot all our T's.
Because money's available now. That's the key behind
right.
it.
And we're looking at approximately $1.3 million for the two projects.
Okay, so Melissa, was I correct in the emergency management does the hazard mitigation plan?
The state contracts it, well, the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments contracts it to be written, and then when it was written in the plan we have was dated June 2005, and it's not due to be written again until 2013, I believe. But they meet and quite a few meetings with different people that I think Commissioner said on it the last time it went around, it was written in different representatives from different areas, including the citizens, and then they sit down and they give input in when it's written. So yes, it falls under emergency management as far as heading it up. It's contracted out in the state.
Okay.
Is there an amendment process to where you don't have to wait 8 years? None?
Yeah. It takes...
These are the three things they've told us that we need to do to get Hollister Schools in that plan.
But Jim, I don't know what we set through, but we set through...
Something in 09, because I got a copy of it, and I got a CD, and Chris came in a big presentation and all that.
That is the emergency operations plan.
Ah, thank you. Not to be confused with the mitigation.
The emergency operations plan, we do right.
Okay, thank you. That's what I sent through.
The hazard mitigation plan is written locally, then it goes through a state approval process, and then it goes through a FEMA approval process. And by the time it goes through all of those processes, it's about time for it to turn around.
So every 8 years. So.
I'm trying to think, because I think we looked at some of this before.
But they're saying Hollister Schools is not in this.
What she said.
And it's possible that if it doesn't specifically state it, you know it's here.
Is that because they're new? Could that be a new structure?
No, they're saying Hollister Schools, period, is not.
How can we be in a tiny county plan and then the school laying within the county?
Danny, this is a struggle with dealing with FEMA. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
And as we sit through different meetings.
Melissa, can we have you work with Debbie to find out if there is a way that is possible to include Hollister and whatever that way may be and get back to us within...
Can you do it in a week or so and just give it an update?
Within the next week.
We want this to happen for Hollister. We want to help, but...
I want it to happen in several locations in the county, but we want this to happen.
Right.
They need to be a part of this, absolutely.
Right.
So is there a way you could work and just figure out what the amendment... There's got to be an amendment process, and if there's not, then we got to see if we can get an amendment process to this.
Okay.
But I'm just thinking that what we got to do is somehow get this to happen.
And if that's locally and we're part of the... Council of Governments.
Okay, because the email did not say how you make that happen. It just says this is what has to happen.
Okay.
There's no explanation.
But if you could work it out, that would be great. And that way we aren't the slow. I mean, I know if we took it individually, Melissa would be faster than any one of us.
Okay. I wasn't even sure who I needed to go to. Okay.
This is the before after. Have you seen this thing?
All right.
So you can see where.
Do you have a copy of that I can have? Then I'll send it to the engineer.
I can move that back and forth. Through his neighborhoods.
Okay. What I will probably do is email my contact I'm working with at SEMA, email those pages, because it says schools, hospitals, and critical facilities in here, and find out why that does not cover Hollister Schools.
Because mm-hmm. Hollister Schools is listed as an entity in here, and then it says build tornado severe wind shelters in new and existing buildings, essential facilities, mobile home parks, evaluate the need for tornado plans and shelters and essential facilities, for example, schools, hospitals, and critical facilities.
So let me work with her. What she's going to send that to me, mm-hmm. email it to me.
Okay.
And then I will forward that to my SEMA contact and our engineer and find out why that is not adequate.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Let's start that way. But
okay.
All right, what else do we have? Is there something else?
I think you're done with me.
Not with her. No, I think we're finished.
Is there a signature here? What's this document?
That was a document that was passed in 2010 that for some reason they said that they, if you're talking about that letter, that they said that they didn't have. So
we need to pass this letter to them.
Right.
Okay. So.
I mean, it's been passed once. It just needs to be updated with the new signatures.
Should we?
Is that part of the process? That's not going to change based
no,
upon.
No, it doesn't change. It just basically says you support it. And now it's.
There's no motion on it necessary unless you want a motion. And hereby supports the application. We'll just do it here. I'll move that we send a letter supporting the application and construction of a community safe room for Hollister School District.
I second the motion. That's a support letter.
Yes, that's a support letter.
You may want to change that to say two safe rooms since FEMA has switched us. In that process, when we were there a year ago, we thought we were building one. And
safe
now,
rooms.
Rooms.
We'll put
yeah,
rooms.
Safe rooms.
Motion's been made and seconded for the Taney County Commission to support the application and construction of community safe rooms for the Hollister R5 School District. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Would you prefer that we sign this, or you change that to rooms?
I'll change it to rooms.
And then send
and
it
email it back to you.
Perfect, and we'll sign it then.
Okay. I'll do that as soon as I get back to school.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank
I've
you.
One, I've got one question for you.
Okay.
If any other community that we have in Taney County decides to proceed with this process, whether individually with their own cost or through trying to get FEMA money.
Right.
Are we going to run into the same thing again?
In terms of delays or?
In terms of them. Yeah, in terms of having documentation that we don't have.
Yeah. When I find out why that's too general and not specific enough, if we can correct it for Hollister, then we should be able to,
correct
I would think, plug
county.
In for every school,
yeah.
community, whatever.
And that's something to keep in mind when there's meetings for the next
one. And he says that's 13?
Specifically
each school.
Each school, whether they ever plan on doing it or not.
Mm-hmm. And this is 13 that this take place?
Did it revise? Even though you did it in five, it probably took I think it's a 5-year thing, but it probably took that long by the time it went through channels and was actually approved. Probably
Springfield Green County just went through theirs and had it kicked back from FEMA so many times that it's getting frustrating on meeting everything that they wanted, even though they were happy and satisfied with it.
One
I compare it to being caught in a cobweb. You get caught in a FEMA cobweb, and every time you get one arm free, you have another limb that gets caught in the webs.
We're done.
Okay.
He doesn't need this. I called him.
I believe that one, so you can see what they're saying. That apparently was a memo.
What if she's going to come back for this meeting?
Someone apparently was a memo that was sent that he put together for another school. Or for another jurisdiction.
Melissa, how are our lake levels doing?
The Table Rock and Bull Shoals are both back within their flood pool. At
thank you, Debbie.
O'clock this morning, Table Rock was 930.06. And Bull Shoals was at 694.30.
Oh, what was as high as Bull Shoals got?
696.51. There you go.
So
point something.
96.5. Phew.
So, and Bull Shoals will be reducing their releases, or they reduce their releases at 10 o'clock to 48,800, 49,800. Table Rock's going to maintain releases at 20,000 CFS. Which is keeping Taneycomas high, but back within its banks.
So. But Bull Shoals is going to continue to gradually, drop?
Very gradually. It will probably still be in the park into the fall. Because they're going to reduce, I don't know if you saw pictures from below Bull Shoals Dam. But when they started releasing the massive amounts of water that they did, it looked like just like below Table Rock Dam, like for us.
It didn't get into Gaston's, did it?
I have no idea. And it was in some houses back along in there, but I don't know how high it made it. Mm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
He's 11:15.
He's 11:15.
Yep. I think he's Lookout Acres contract amendment.
I think that we need to have our formal discussion at 10:45 at 10:45. But if we want to chat,
just
about that, why don't we? What have you got there?
Just this is just a follow up from a conversation we had. I talked to this individual right here about this item, and he does not need it. I just told him if he needed to operate and use a fax machine, we have one available at the Taney County Airport over at Point Lookout, and so that's not necessary. This item here recently broke, and that's why we need to order one. It's an AC adapter for a laptop. It's $50-$60, so pretty standard. I just wanted to follow up with that information.
And then this comes back at the end of the monthly time, correct?
Correct. Our next item is 10:45 is going to be at board appointments. And
let's be getting ready for that.
I'm going to get ready for that. Yes, sir. Yep, 11:15 is what it shows here on our agenda. Thank you, sir.
How would that show on the website, Jim?
I'm going to look right now. We may have a posting issue, and if we do, we need to resolve it. Hey, if you want to listen to the commission live, you can go to the website. There's a green button. Click on the green button, and we can listen to ourselves. We have a tape delay, by the way.
Are you in recess, or are you guys just working?
Just working. We're going to be bringing this up in 10 minutes. Just getting ready for it, Dan.
Yeah.
I think we actually need to shrink some of the time of these appointments a little bit more because we get through them pretty quick.
Oh, that's Wednesday. Wrong day. Sorry. I'm gonna ask Nikki to come in here real fast. I don't know what this is. What is this? Right here?
What we should be saying, board members. I think Dan brought that up.
Okay. Are we ready to do this? What are you ready to do today? I don't have an answer. I've met with somebody, but they aren't ready to make a decision yet. So I don't have a recommendation there. I have a recommendation there, which is this person right here. Here's Nikki right here. I can ask her a question. Nikki, look at this posting. We have... ...10:45. Okay. 11:15. This is what the official is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We just...
I don't know why that says that.
Can we just make sure that whoever's supposed to be... Who updates that? Downstairs?
No, we do. I do it like when Jillian isn't here.
Okay.
So that the public has it for the following week. I don't know how that happened, but
okay.
I will
find out.
See, and we'll get it changed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But since this is the official statutory requirements, we post it in 3 spots or whatever it is, this is what we go by.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Like the board appointments are there.
That's what I was asking, so.
Okay.
Now, are you on agenda, Bob?
No, I'm just coming to see.
Just hanging out?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh,
he was going to come over here and
gotcha.
Sit in case you guys had any questions about the
okay.
Z board and the BOA board.
Perfect.
And I told Mike would just want to come over and hang out. So.
This is who. Anyway, that's what I'm going to recommend for this. No, well, we are at 10:45. I'm just going through the applications. We have 6 different departments that we have, or 6 different boards that we need to appoint people to, and I just wanted to refresh my memory here of what we're doing before we start the official discussion. I was looking for the resume so that when I make a recommendation that... So that's who I'll be recommending for that position. At least that's my discussion point there. So that one's the one... All right, so that's ads. I'm going to hold it. Can you have a post-it over there? Just throw the thing at me. Thank you. That was me. Yes. Thank you, Chris.
I was looking for the Jeopardy time clock keeper.
I could whistle that one. All right, so I don't know about that answer here. Ron, did you provide names for the possible BOE people? Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I have a copy of that?
Yes.
I did?
I'm hoping you'll come up with it because I'm looking for my list.
I don't have that list is what the problem was. I have the school board, the library board names I'm looking at.
Those were recommended by the group that put
correct.
The library district together, right?
Correct.
That's Joplin. City limits to city limits. It shows the size and scope of where it first set down, how it enlarged.
And we have to pick five, is that correct?
Yes. I don't come back till that day.
That was my schedule, right?
No.
Is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
No, yours is, that was mine. Yours is without that. You can throw that away. We adopted yours.
So it's the one that I put together.
Really?
Yes. And the
I'm good with it too.
But no, here's where I'm not.
Okay,
are you coming back here or here?
I don't remember. I have a tour that I've been asked to go through.
Well, I'm not coming back till that day. I just did that last night. I'm getting out of Branson. I think we've got 1 minute, Jonah. Here's some of the names right here, Jim, that I suggested. Potentially. We're ready when you are, young lady.
You're still on.
That's what I said. We're still on.
Here's my list of I'm going to be. That's. Oh, so you can start the conversations here. Okay.
My agenda.
Right? Which agenda? Here.
Here it is.
Okay, there.
It's 10:45. Next item for discussion is county board appointments, review of statutory payments. We have a number of boards that we need to look at. from Planning and Zoning, Board of Adjustments, Board of Equalization, IDA, Airport Board, Senior Citizens, and Library Board, as well as the second part of this discussion would be statutory payments. And Bob, while you're sitting there, I'm wondering if you will look into for us the amount of meeting payments statutorily that can be provided to Planning and Zoning Board members.
I
should have
made three copies.
That's okay.
I actually got it here.
Would you read it in front of the microphone up there?
Or you.
Okay, so this is one. So that's one.
It just says that all members of the County Planning Commission shall serve as such without compensation, except that an attendance fee as reimbursement for expenses for not to exceed four meetings per year may be paid to the appointed members of the County Planning Commission in an amount as set by the County Commission not to exceed $10 per meeting.
I'm confident there is something that's more recent than that.
That's what I was curious of too.
Do you want to look for that?
What chapter is that in, Bob?
This is 64805.
Can you jump into your computer?
Yep.
To Missouri statutes. I'm confident it's a minimum of 25 or a maximum.
You're saying 10 there, right?
Yeah.
What's the statute you're looking at, sir?
Yeah, 64805.
Can I look at that for a second, Bob?
64.805?
Yep, that was 1993, Senate Bill 56. I know that it's been updated since then.
All right, we're going.
And
I gotta find the other.
New statutes should be coming out based upon when the state puts them together. Every 10 years they do. But you can go into the state site and it allows you to review all of them. You know that.
Okay. $25 right here. All members have served without compensation except the attendance reimbursement expenses to be paid at the point by the County Commission. It's set by the County Commission not to exceed $25 per meeting. The Planning Commission shall elect its chairman to serve for 1 year.
Which is very timely because we just approved every commission member today to receive 40.
Yeah, we need to make that change. Back to
well, we need to stay within
statutes.
Yes.
Bob, that's something Bob can handle administratively with the board members, correct? And you can just print out the new version of 64805, because the last sentence looks like it's what's been added, but it says not to exceed $25 per meeting.
Okay.
And then it'll tell you down here when the legislation is introduced.
Probably that one.
Right here.
93, and then the last one is 2004 through House Bill 795.
Okay.
And it merged with House Bill 1377 back in 04 was the revision of that payment. Okay? But
did
you
I
may
understand that?
Actually, the last time it was adjusted, in according to this, was August 28th, 2010, but I don't know. They don't have a reference point of the House bill that was. What did you say, sir?
Well, when you read that, did it say something about the mileage? I thought you said.
Okay. All members of the County Planning Commission shall serve as such without compensation, except that an attendance fee as reimbursement for expenses may be paid to the appointed member for the County Planning Commission in the amount as set by the County Commission not to exceed $25. There is no mileage.
Okay.
This $25 is what it says by statute. The maximum amount payout. Is that how you understand it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there is no mileage. There's just $25 a meeting. Once again, once we find things that we may
not be
compliant.
Go ahead and read the rest of that, Jim, because there's something in there that I didn't catch here a while ago as far as...
The last sentence? The Planning Commission shall elect a chairman who shall serve for 1 year? That was the last of that sentence.
Well,
Okay, let me read the whole thing. The County Planning Commission shall consist of the county highway engineer and one resident of the county appointed by the county commission from the unincorporated part of each township in the county, except that no such person shall be appointed from a township in which there is no incorporated area, unincorporated area, which we found that out last month. The township representatives are hereafter referred to as appointed members. The term of each appointed member shall be 4 years until a successor takes office, except that the terms shall be overlapping and that the respective terms of the members first appointed may be less than 4 years. And we have that, we're taking care of that when we first started. The term of the county highway engineer shall be only for the duration of the county engineer's tenure of official position. All members of the County Planning Commission shall serve as such without compensation, except that an attendance fee as reimbursement for expenses may be paid to the appointed members of the County Planning Commission in the amount as set by the County Commission, not to exceed $25 per meeting. The Planning Commission shall elect its chairman, who shall serve for 1 year.
Okay.
That's the entire statute.
Yeah. Well, this may have been in the other that he read or something that whenever it said compensation, I thought it was mileage. Maybe that's what I took as mileage. But anyway.
All right, so can we...
Let's have a discussion about the individual positions that are up for appointment. And if you all will give me some leeway, I'll call out a particular board.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, there's some I'm not ready to work
well,
on.
Then we'll move forward. Senior citizens.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I would like to, this is replacing Vonnie Matteson, who had retired and then resigned. I would move that we appoint Pat Campbell for the remaining term of Vonnie Matteson's term, and then hopefully we'll have to reappoint that again. But Pat Campbell, and I have her address, is who I'd like to move to appoint.
Oh, can you tell us a little, where is she from?
She lives in Branson. She is. She has submitted a resume. She has. She served on CAM for 2 years. She helped organize the first Relay for Life, and then she also has been very active in the business world over here in the Branson area. And
there's no restrictions on that particular board for living inside or outside of the city. Correct.
Okay. Correct.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to appoint Pat Campbell to the unexpired term of
Vonnie
Matteson. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried. I'm going to go to the BOA, Board of Adjustments. We currently have, if I'm not mistaken, is it a three-member or five-member board? Five-member board. How many positions are currently up?
We have three. One's a technicality. Tom Gideon
I'm assuming that he took the place of this gentleman.
Correct.
As of that date.
We never got an official reappointment when that term was up. So we needed to reappoint just for that. For the term.
Just for Tom. I mean.
For Tom. Yeah, Tom's term had expired after he took that person's position.
Yeah.
And we never reappointed that
so
term.
So Carl's term had expired.
Carl's term had expired 12/31/09.
Yeah.
And we had appointed Tom, but we needed to now reappoint Tom to his
first time,
new 4 years.
First term. Time.
Which would have been effective 1/1/2010?
Correct. So he's already into his next term, right?
Yeah. And I'll make a motion to do so.
Second. And that's for Tom Gideon.
How many years is that term?
It's a 4-year term.
1/1/2010 would serve through 12/31.
The 13?
Correct. I used my fingers and everything.
I saw that. I was glad you didn't take off your shoes.
Let me see the other.
Needs
to be I think there needs to be some discussion on.
You know.
Let's
because of some discussion on that, let's wait on that.
The other two?
On the other two.
Is that what you're thinking?
They can go ahead and perform the duties.
Oh, yeah.
That is appointed.
So let's just vote on that, what we've made a motion for then.
Yeah, and that straightens that up, and then we'll go for the other. Right, am I right, Jim? That'll go for the other two unexpired terms.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Ron 1,
Jim 0.
Gentlemen, I think, can I, you're going to go.
Let's continue on BOA. Are we putting the other two aside for the time being?
Yes,
for the time being.
All right. Did you have a particular board you wanted to bring up at this time, Dan? Is that
yes,
what
BOE, okay. Because we have BOE. The Donna, I think, is scheduled for two board members to go, or the board to go to Springfield or to, is it Carthage or Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, but I don't have a list of BOE people.
I had some that I had suggested.
But
before.
I mean, I'm not ready to vote on any of the BOE people. I mean, I didn't have a names. I didn't get...
No, these were just the names that I had given you all to consider along with any names that you guys might provide. Did you have particular names you wanted to suggest?
Well, I don't know whether it's on there or not. I had Jeff Jackson on there from...
Well, you gave me his name, I guess, last week, and I added that to the list I'd originally put, yes.
But what I was wanting to do, Jim, is so that those people could attend one of those classes that Bart Tishner from the State
Right.
Tax Commission. And
when is that meeting? That's in June, is it not?
I think June the 6th is when they have their meeting. At one location. And
let me look at the calendar. That's June 9th is the workshop in Springfield.
All right.
That's what the workshop is. And I think, Ron, you said you couldn't make that when you were making a different one or something like that. I can't remember.
No, it was Dan that had suggested.
Someone made something. Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
I will do my best. June 9th, I have it written into my calendar.
Okay.
BOE workshop.
So what I'd like to do is I just need a list of the names so I and a phone number so I can contact these people. I don't have any of the BOE. I mean, I can do it quickly in the next day or two, and we can repost for Thursday so we can get that, because I know we're supposed to swear in members the first Monday of June, which is next week.
The 6th.
And then they need to attend one of those workshops.
Right.
Well, if they're not here, they won't be sworn in until they are selected.
So. Right. Can we repost? But I just need those names and phone numbers.
Well, I have not talked with any of these individuals that I placed on here last week suggested. No, I have
okay.
not. Zero conversations.
What do you want to try to do that Thursday then? Repost up for Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you write that name down that he just gave, Jeff? Okay.
I did that last week. It's in black. Red's this week.
Okay.
Asian we can just Frasers.
Maybe get a copy of that or something here. And that's Asian.
Right.
Yeah, but it's different. We have different criteria too. Yes. You saw the other criteria, but I don't.
Well, did we have different reasons too? But I don't have any of that information today. We'll do that for Thursday.
Well, let's speak about that airport board. You gonna move that to Thursday as well?
I'd like to move that into Thursday as well.
Did you come up with a criteria on that, Jim?
I have a criteria that the Mark Current provided through the bylaws of the airport board, and I can print that out for you.
I need to see that.
Okay. I will make sure I get that printed for you, sir.
Planning and zoning, Swan Township vacancy. I had given you gentlemen a name last week. I spoke with him Sunday, and he will not be serving on that board.
He won't do it.
there's a couple other people that that have shown some interest. I need to contact them before Thursday.
Okay, so we want to hold off on on BO on P&Z too. Then we're hearing.
Well, what I would like is for you gentlemen to submit names for consideration for Thursday, prior to Thursday, which would be tomorrow, that each of us can look at. I will submit names to you both as well.
Okay.
And let's try to move forward. Of course, the BOE is so time sensitive that we need to move forward. We also have a position on IDA board. And we have a library board that we still have time to appoint, but
I have suggestions for BOE for the library board when we're ready to talk about that. So if I'm maybe recap here, we are reposting right now BOE, Airport Board, and P&Z. And whatever at the end of this session, if you have
did you not also say BOA?
BOA.
Yeah, BOA. No, we were just going to hold off.
Okay, we'll hold off.
I don't know if we'll have answers. I was
Airport
trying to make it
board.
Simple. Airport Board, BOE, and P&Z right now, we are going to discuss on Thursday.
Okay.
Now, that's okay, that's BOE.
And we've got to have, there's a time frame that we've got to have the library board, right?
And I've got names here for library board that I've initialed over here. Why don't you guys... These are the five that I've initialed that you can pass through, and if you like them, initial next to it.
Is there, Jim, let me ask you this. The people that made the presentation had names.
That's the
list of names.
There's about five other names that have called in to the office or are...
That's all we have. Here, let me double check that.
Yes, there's a number of names beside those, Danny. Or in addition to, I should say.
Jillian does not have those names because this is what she submitted to us.
Okay. And it may be it is probably on my behalf a failure to communicate with her the names that have contacted
this
me.
This is all the names we have that's either Nikki or Jillian have. Either called, emailed, or anything.
Okay.
This is all they've got.
All right. And that's probably my fault. I just haven't contacted them with the names that have contacted me.
Rusty wants stepmother's name. Her name is given to me.
So we're holding that. So what are we going to do about the library board? When are we going to be ready to appoint that? We're within 30 days of that. Hold on, one second, sir. I want to make sure I do this right. No, June 2nd is 30 days. We did this on May 2nd.
Yeah, and we got 60 days to do
right,
that.
So we have July 2nd or sooner.
Well, I'd like to focus on these other positions that we need to get filled and then take care of this. Like I said, I think there's four or five names of people that have called in that I haven't given the girls. I don't see them on that list, and maybe, it's my fault.
But the transportation district, I've been talking to a few people from that district. I'm not ready to appoint and ask for a name yet. We have some names, but there are some specific people who have been asking me, and we've been talking back and forth, but... I'd like to hold off, not even Thursday, just hold that off for another couple of weeks or something so we get past the more critical ones. So they can still meet and have conversations.
I got the minutes on their meeting. That was looked like a good meeting that they had. I got, did you keep those?
Did you keep the?
The minutes on the transportation board?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I got those in with the others, so.
I take that back. The library board names fell off of my attachment. Here's some more names. Sorry.
I think there's some. I knew there was some, but that's all right.
Well, maybe not. Hold on here. I've got these. No, I don't have any other. These are the attached resumes with that list.
Okay.
But they are not any additional names.
Okay, and I'll give those to the girls up there.
They'll need a phone number and a name, and that's all. But
I had them in my mail box up there, and probably didn't present them.
Just give me the numbers off those. One.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm going to put this all back in the same pile here.
Do you think you may have an individual for the transportation district by Thursday? Should we include that?
No, let's not conclude that on Thursday.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is that we're going to, the most mission critical, time sensitive is BOE by far, mm-hmm. is number one. And then reality is library board has to be up there. We have 30 days to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah.
So, once I get that conversation, then I'll be able to submit a name to you guys. So that may be a week or two.
Do you have a name or two on BOE that you're going to submit for consideration?
I do. I'm gonna type them up and give you phone numbers.
So you have one name at least, because mm-hmm. you've given that to me right here.
Okay.
Are you familiar with any of these people that I have?
This is our retired veterans officer.
Okay.
This is a builder.
I know that person.
Retired bank president. Owens Bank. Retired bank president. Community bank. Real estate. Visit Fort Wayne Health.
Okay.
Real estate.
He's not going to do it, is he?
He said no.
Okay.
Jeff. I threw that in, but I don't know.
Okay. Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're reposting BOE, BOA, and PNZ. And library board for Thursday, or what do you?
No, you had said to hold off on BOA, PNZ, BOE, airport board, and library board.
Now, yeah, I got to get the packet of information on the airport board. The timing was a little. All right, so we've said, airport, BOE, and PNZ.
And library.
That's going to be Thursday. And then BOA is going to be, let's put in 2 weeks. Okay. I'll put all this back together here. And Nikki will have no idea.
In 2 weeks also bring back transportation district?
Yes, sir. And BOA.
BOA. IDA.
The IDA is not in here. We need it. And we'll bring IDA up in 2 weeks. And this is going to be Thursday. Okay. I've got all the notes here now. Okay.
Bob, did you have some comments for us regarding this posting today? No?
Okay. All right, these are. Yes.
All right, to rehash, Pat Campbell was appointed to the Senior Citizens Board.
Right.
And Tom Gidding was reappointed to the BOA, correct?
Correct.
And his term runs from 1-1-2010 to 12-31-2013.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
We've got 5 minutes before our next. So let's continue talking about. I'm going to ask you both, let's concentrate on this BOE so that hopefully we can appoint those individuals and they can
attend that classes.
June 9th.
Yeah.
I've had zero discussion with any of those individuals.
Okay,
any of them.
You need to talk to them.
You think? This one?
No. Yeah, any of those that you want to.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Are you all here for the next? Why don't you join us at these tables where we have microphones? We'll wait just a moment for Jim to step back in. I'd like to see one. Thank you. I can share with it.
Did you get
a plan?
Did you get copies of this request about Forsyth's usage of their sales tax dollars?
Do you have an extra copy with
no,
you?
No, I didn't bring one. You got
I am confident that.
The letter that I sent.
And yes, John, in answer to your question, I'm confident we have.
I seen it last week or something. Did you see?
But let me
just make a refresh your mind.
We'll give it right back to you, John.
Figured as much as you guys got on your plate, and want to look at some pictures. Refresh your mind what we're doing.
These are monies that's already due you though through your 8 cents.
Yes.
Split, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we do is Sarah Board reviews it, just make sure it's capital improvement, then we bring it to the commission for your blessing on it since you're in charge of the monies. On the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can at least see the pictures.
Gentlemen, let's move into our next agendized item. And it states staff departmental update, sewer department. Mr. Suti.
Okay. The sewer district board at the last meeting held on the 17th approved Forsyth's request to utilize a portion of their sales tax dollars for some pump station remediation projects. That would include some work done on the lift station well itself as far as relining of that station. And then there was, I believe it was 2 manholes that were also going to have to be relined due to degradation from hydrogen sulfide gas, which the sewer district sees this problem a lot in our system. Their amount to have this work done was $68,000. They went through the bidding procedures and selected Christian Construction Company out of Willard, Missouri. Chris Robertson, the city's public works director, submitted this to the board on the 17th, and the board approved it, deeming that it was a capital improvement by our definition. The city has more than enough funds in there to cover this. Since you gentlemen,
go ahead. A motion, I guess, the county commission for the transfer.
Yep. I guess we have to approve it.
Yeah, since you gentlemen are in charge of the capital improvement sales tax dollars, we recommend it to the commission, and then we ask for your blessing on that.
A motion to approve Forsyth's submittal of the portion of the 8 cent sales tax that they presented.
And that's the and not to exceed $68,000.
For $68,000.
Mm-hmm. Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the request as presented by the City of Forsyth for sales tax dollars for sewer purposes. Any discussion?
I would say that if in the event that they get into this work and it might exceed that, then Chris would bring it back to us for review, and there might be a legitimate reason why, you know.
The only reason I foresee that to exceed this is the amount of time that we would have the rented pump, which is like the one we've got on our lift station now. It's down in Shadow Rock. It's getting it pumped up around the water. That pump, we're going to have two there just for backup, and they're rentals for $3,300 a week on those pumps. So the cure time on the coatings that we're putting in there is 36 hours on the paint coating and 24 hours on the cementitious coating, and I'm allowing for 2 days for installation of the equipment. So if I've got to make these guys work at nights or on weekends, we're gonna see that it falls within the boundaries of it.
But you'll submit that as a change order, right?
Yes, sir.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
John, it's my belief that we're going to get to a point where we have an intergovernmental agreement between the Taney County Commission and the Taney County Regional Sewer District to pass sales tax dollars through to the sewer district board members, whereupon they will make the decisions, and you won't have to be coming back to the Taney County Commission if we all agree to that. But we're having those discussions. We have asked council to look into how the sewer district was organized, what Missouri law dictates as far as how an autonomous political subdivision should or should not govern itself, and what input the county legally can or cannot have. So we're currently in the process of moving forward with that. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that in the near future, when those legal opinions are brought to us, that we will need to sit down with the sewer district board and chat about that.
Okay. Yeah, this process was recommended by Andy Marmoshay with Davis, Lynn, and Mooch, since we didn't have those agreements in place. And just to show the chain of approvals to who actually controls those funds that pay for these things. And it was the county commission, so that's why we're kind of got in this process. An agreement might take care of that issue and that layer. So.
Well, once we have a better understanding legally of what we should or should not be doing regarding the relationship between the county and the sewer district through the legal firm that we've hired to do that, then we can hammer out whatever that agreement's going to be. Then,
yeah.
I mean, again, you know my position. I believe one has to be in place. But
yeah, I kind of felt that way too. Okay.
That was just an FYI.
I appreciate that we are moving forward. That's something that we would be good to have some clarification on whenever the commission's ready to address that issue. We're hearing a lot of rumors, a lot of stuff bouncing around. We don't know what our future is. So that would be nice.
I think it's bright.
I do. I like what you think. You know. We've got another thing on the agenda. If you're through, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is our Lookout Acres project. This is a project we're finally getting. The bids are due in tomorrow. We're going to be opening bids tomorrow on that at 1 o'clock in this room. Really excited about it. It's one we've been working with Forsyth on and everything. Going to do some good things out in that neighborhood with new water lines, new public sewer. Getting into that project, we've got an addendum to HDR's contract that addresses the engineering inspection out there, and there's an increase of $81,000. And basically, actually, it was not really an increase, but they didn't know the scale of the project. The Lookout Acres project goes all the way out to H Highway. The sewer board wanted to slow it down a little bit and put emphasis on the Casey Road and Hickory Street portion of the project. That's kind of where our issues are at, and that was what was important to the sewer board. But now, knowing the scope of the project, now they know how to basically bill the inspector in on the job, and that's for 6 months time frame on the project at $77 an hour. And that's $81,000. In addition to that, there's $5,000 that's being added to the contract for video and photographic documentation of properties out there. That area is such a densely populated area. The road's very tight, very small. The properties have been developed for so many years, they've evolved into decorative trees, landscape features, flower gardens, different things like that. Fences that are in the public right-of-ways, some of them are. So we wanted, as in any project, the photographic documentation of what was there prior to construction beginning and what's there now is very important. So we had requested, and the sewer board approved, that dollar amount be added so they can document those pre-existing conditions out there. The other thing is that Palisades Drive is an area, and looking at the number of homes to pick up versus the cost of that part of the project, the sewer district board wanted not to address that right now, so there was a $15,000 deduct off the contract to address that. So with that, you know, we have the $81,000. We have the resident project representative services are $163,500 plus the $81,000. That $163,000 is in addition. Well, the $81,000 for the inspector was not part of the original $163,000, was it?
The $163,000, that wasn't in the contract, was it? That was just an estimate we gave you for budgeting, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the 81 is part of that 163.
Okay.
The 163 is not.
I asked Mike Zimmerman that. You know, maybe I should have been asking you or Mike.
Say that again, would you?
The original contract didn't have any inspection time in it. It basically just said when inspection comes up, we'll renegotiate those rates for the inspection. So we had given the district a budget number to put for their budget this year, including the inspection, but it wasn't actually in our contract. So that $81,000 we're putting in the contract now was part of that $163,000 that we had budgeted for the district.
Then the $5,000 was in addition to that for the photography. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the overall project's got a 180-day substantial completion date, and that would be when we could actually put the system into operation. And there's a 210-day final completion date, which theoretically we should be along with the restoration and different things.
Go ahead. A question on the $5,000. Is that what the SIR board, did they already approve that? And their reasoning, which I don't need to know, I just wondered why some member of staff didn't take that upon themselves, unless it was a matter of liability in that part of it, to videotape.
That was
a certain
mentioned.
Amount of footage on a line. It seemed like $5,000 for.
That number kind of came from what we did on Bee Creek. Is what we basically did is, as our surveyor surveyed it, we take pictures in all directions from each manhole, and based on the station, the line, and then we actually created a database so they can actually look them up. Something right. We turned over the
okay,
district.
So there's more involved in this.
Yeah, it's
video.
Not just taking pictures. We actually create a database that's they can look them up
that you
later
can pull
on.
Up certain sites for actual review for the SIR board and everything. I can see how that could be a valuable asset, so that settles my question.
And this is called Amendment Number 2, is that correct?
Yes.
Everything is included, in, the way I see it, that whole document includes what were discussions.
Mm-hmm.
The sewer board did approve this last session.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve Amendment Number 2 for engineering services for the, I guess it's all for the same project, isn't it? We'll just leave it that way.
Motion to approve Amendment Number 2 for engineering services.
Why don't you add for the word for the Lookout Acres
project? For Lookout Acres project, sure.
Yeah. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Amendment Number 2 to Agreement for Engineering Services to the Lookout Acres contract. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Would it be acceptable if I went ahead and signed this as is, gentlemen?
Yeah.
I see that you have a place for the accounting officer,
Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, this one, I got three copies here. This is the one that she signed. So
that is extra?
You'll bring us a copy back after?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want this copy then?
Pretty frugal. That's been some of that stuff.
Here's what you gave me. Do you want to see more? Would
you like to have your system on GIS?
Thank you, sir.
Would you like to have your system on GIS?
How's that little one?
Not sleeping enough. Sure.
Not sleeping enough.
It's kind of if you sit down.
See you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Lighter note, you guys have a good holiday weekend.
Wasn't long enough.
Long enough.
No, it's good. You know. All right, see you, man.
Holiday, thank you, gentlemen.
Holiday week would be better.
Yeah. It would be better.
Gentlemen, next on our agenda is a number of issues, beginning with legal services contract.
Right. We were submitted just a few minutes ago a contract from Pat Keck that she's reviewed. Regarding legal services, as a follow-up to our Thursday conversation, we had an interview. I think you've seen it, and you've seen the terms and all that. So with that in mind, I'm going to move that we approve the legal services contract as presented by Pat Keck. These are legal services for the Caney County.
This is for a six-month period of time.
Correct.
And I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve a legal services contract as drafted by interim counsel Pat Keck for a period of 6 months. Discussion? In discussion, I would state that contract is not with Pat Keck, it is with an individual to serve for Taney County.
Correct.
In the position of providing counsel.
Right.
On a contractual county. Basis to the county.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor of said motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Ron, you can sign that. I think that'll work. Sir, the next thing on the list is the flood waiver extension. I put that on there also. As you know, we've gone through another wave of flooding, and which some people are still cleaning up from the first time. So I would like, I'll just put it in the motion, I would move that we extend the flood waiver that we were doing at the transfer station till July 1st, which is the Friday before the holiday. That it basically extended, it expires tomorrow, actually expires tomorrow. So I'd like to extend it to July 1st, which is an additional 30 days.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to extend the flood waiver extension at the transfer station until
July 1st.
July 1st. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Next thing I put on there, sir, is the In God We Trust signage, and Renee's here to kind of talk about. I've been working with Renee a little bit, and Jillian has, and Nikki has about locations and all that, but I think she's got answers now so we can have a discussion.
Renee, can you come up front and sit with us, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I kind of did the pricing on some of what it would cost, and if we go with someone putting it up for us, and that would be an 8-inch gold metallic letters, it would be $617.20.
Say that again. How much?
It'd be $617.20.
Is that per location, or is that total for multiple locations?
That's total. Locations?
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be on the wall.
This wall right here?
That wall right
and
there.
And the letters are how tall?
This would be 8-inch. But I have found something that's a better deal.
Well, let's hear about that.
Okay.
That's 8 inches.
Here's what. I have a picture, if you don't mind me getting up and showing you. I have a picture of Branson's.
Yes.
And I think it looks wonderful.
How tall is that, by the way?
These are... These were 12 inches, and I called Branson, and got the place where they ordered their letters, and they put them up themselves, and we can get 12-inch letters for $282, 10-inch would be $241, and 18-inch would be $494, and we could install these ourselves.
What other location are we talking about besides on this wall?
I think that would be the best place.
Well, I think that would be one. Do we have another location? Were we talking about the judicial facility?
Well, I'd like somewhere in the judicial facility when we first walked in.
We do have a place there, too, we looked at.
Is it right on the front wall? What is it?
It is. You know where security is.
Uh-huh.
It's right around. You walk around security, and it will be on this wall. That's the only place that it can go.
Could it go above the security wall, right in that cubby?
There's not enough space for it, I don't think.
No.
Not for the big letters, anyway.
No, but it would look good where where I said it would go.
Okay.
Has that got good traffic flow through there?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to the courtrooms, right? You'll see it going to the courtroom.
They'll face it.
Yeah. And whenever they turn the corner, it'll face right there on them. Okay.
They'll be able to see them when they go use the elevator or when they go up the steps, when they're coming down, when they come out.
I think we need to go with the 12-inch letters, and I think we need to put it in the two locations that you suggested.
I agree.
I'm fine.
And we'll approve it when it comes to your accounts payable, but we're good with that.
Okay.
The only other place that would, and I haven't even looked up there, would be on the hall as you come in.
Right.
Versus this, because this is, this, people using other services that never enter this room could see it as they come through the door.
Is there any room above? You know, we have those message boards. You know the message boards when you walk in the hall, when you open the front door, you got the, basically it says commission upstairs and all that. Is there any room between the top of that? Above, we could do it in multiple doors. I mean, we have that here by the collector's office.
I know there's room on that wall where the on the wall where the elevator and where Donna's door is in the elevator. We have that big wall there. And
the only reason that I at least for the time being hesitate is because you had it mentioned at one time the possibility of listing the veterans who've lost their lives in service on our courthouse walls.
Right.
That would probably be the location that we want to do that. And again, I would encourage us to be thinking about that because there's hardly a courthouse in the state that you go to that doesn't do that or offer a very fine memorial outside the courthouse when you come in.
I do have one question. Like I said, I really like how Branson did theirs. So if we would do it over here, would we want to do it one line or would we want to...
Well, it looks great with the one line.
I think one line's great. I'd like to do it one line.
Okay.
I mean, I just make sure it would stop before the end of the
benches.
I mean, I don't want to go past the benches, but I think there's plenty of room to get that all in there.
Yeah.
Ron.
Yes, sir?
The memorial that you were talking about, and we've discussed this before, but I think with that up at the top of it would be great. I don't think it would interfere with what you're saying.
Well, I was talking about a listing of all the names.
I know that.
Of every this conflict.
I don't think this wall would hold that.
I'm talking about
God
We Trust at the top.
I see.
Of what you're wanting to do is not going to...
Well, and what we could do is get these two started and then have a further discussion. I mean, I've taken pictures of Berry County, what they do and how they continue to add on. And we need to have something. We really do. And we need to make that a priority versus not... And we keep on. I hate to. We talk about. There's a lot of things we talk about, but I'd like to see us move forward on something like that too.
Yeah.
And at that point, then come back with another In God We Trust.
Yeah.
Could we have you additionally take a look at a couple of places where they have done that?
Sure.
Where you actually have the veterans' names and the war that they fought in, that lost their lives, and that were from Taney County.
Mm-hmm. I've got some pictures I can share with you, and then you can look at other courthouses if you want. So there's plenty of ways to do it, but you're right. We need to make it priority.
But if we could do this wall and we could do that additional wall, that cost is not going to change from the time we make the decision for it.
Right. Correct.
A whole.
Okay, so
it's a great price. I'm really glad you.
Yeah, I'll get these. I'll get it ordered.
That's wonderful.
I had one more thing on the buildings and grounds discussion, sir.
And that would be storage in the old jail?
Yes, sir. Recently, Renee and I were talking, but recently some elected officials have, they keep on storing more and more items, and some statutorily and some maybe not so much, but Renee just recently gave up the buildings and grounds storage unit to give to another elected official, the clerk's office, because of all the documents they're required to store. And so what we're realizing is that the old jail facility that we have is turned into this document storage is completely full, and we're out of space again. And I wanted to make one suggestion, and then we can have a further discussion. Is there is opportunities out there at a very affordable price to move in permanent cargo, you know, the old cargo containers, and put them in the covered space of the parking garage, and just dedicate that to a certain department and let them they get one space and that's all they get. We don't have climate control right now, so it wouldn't change anything.
If it's in a covered area, because we've experienced the cargo things before when we had construction going on here. So if it's in a covered area where it's not in view of the citizens, I'm okay with it. What will it do about the availability of parking, which I know it'll take up some, but
it'll take up one spot. Where Renee and I looked, if it goes in the parking garage along the back wall, it would take one spot, and the rest would go into a turnaround area, which it wouldn't affect that at all.
Okay.
But the whole caveat would be, if we were even looking at that, is that I'm thinking commit to one elected official. That's all the space they get. That should be more than enough to do that, vacate the other, so that we would be able to have storage for all departments. Because right now we have departments that don't have any storage ability.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Do we not have storage in the new judicial facility? Is there not space over there that's vacant, that's not being utilized?
The storage that we have is the shell space, and Brenda took all of the one side of the shell space. And, of course, I have the other side for, like, the toilet paper, all the supplies.
Filters.
Yeah, filters.
Is there also not some rooms over there that are vacant? Is there not a fourth courtroom that's not being utilized?
We had another space, too, but a prosecuting attorney took that. And there's like, no other space over there.
Right. The fourth courtroom is being used.
It's used.
Quite a bit
now.
But the thing I like about what you said, Jim, about the isolation of that and it being for one particular office is that's where they go. They don't have the ability to just keep adding on and on and on. So those would, I think, I like that idea. And
that should be more than enough space to be able to store documents in a...
So we would be bringing a container in.
Uh-huh.
Would that also be the appropriate time to take down the barricade so we can open that to the public?
We sure could. Yep.
A lot.
Yeah, I like that idea, and I'll tell you why. Because I have been home at night and have been called to come and lift the gates up because it's storming. So I have to get out in the storm and come up here and put the gates up for people.
Yeah, it's because we make it available to the public when it's times of storm for storm shelter, for hail damage, for wind damage. So.
I'm all for opening that parking facility.
Well, it's never full, is it?
No, never.
See, that's the thing, it's never full. That's fine with me. I'm all for making it available to the public.
Will these be containers that we buy or rent?
Buy.
Okay.
There's one that we buy. I mean, I talked to Renee about it. I'll have her go look at it. I mean, it's going to be her final decision. The one I found has been modified with a side access door, which is and just needs a paint, but it's also very reasonable right now. And there's a bunch of ones that are reasonable. And this one will fit in that spot that we can get in the garage. It'll be tucked away. With a coat of paint, I think it'll serve great. But I'll have Renee look at it and make a decision.
Because she's buying its expenditure of funds, I'll make a motion to approve the recommendations of two storage containers.
Up to two? Let's say up to two.
Up to two, yeah.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to allow the purchase of up to two storage containers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you
very much. What's the time frame on the lettering for that we would receive?
I don't think it would take maybe 2 weeks to get it.
Is this what that is? Jillian gave me something. I just realized that I didn't. Isn't this the letter sample, the color sample?
Yes.
So that's the metallic lettering.
Hold that look on this wall. Good?
I think
it'll pop. Okay. With it being a letter, it'll actually give it a good dimension. All right. That is all we have posted until 1 o'clock for the CID public hearing.
I like you know, I don't know what it would cost, but if those could be raised letters just a little bit with either, are they?
They're raised letters, huh?
All right.
One thing before we go into quiet session, can we make this the official BOE schedule? We've been kind of working back and forth. Are you good with this, Ron? I was good with the last one. We took an extra day off.
Yeah, I'm actually now. I'm flying out here.
So should we cancel this one too?
No. I don't know if you guys want to meet on that day, but I was going to fly out here, and now I've got to go out here.
Well, let's just cancel this.
Because I'm going out locally.
Yeah, let's cancel this too, and that way...
Well, let me see.
That's what we kind of discussed last BOE meeting. I just want to make sure that we are all working off the same calendar for...
You don't have your airline's ticket for that meeting?
I don't know if I do or not. I think I better look at that. I actually don't know.
You can get out over here.
Is it affordable? Huh? From here?
Yeah, it's like $375 out of St. Louis. Wow. You got to drive up 4 hours and back 4 hours.
Here's a response. I also just finished up some loose ends from.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just go ahead and approve it?
Sure. With that caveat.
I'll just attach that to the document. So do you want to do that right now? Motion to approve accounts payable related to the storage facilities for the public administrator. And I'll attach this last email to that document.
She says there will be funds.
She looked at the items, and there's a condo to sell, and the funds will be paid back. So.
Do you need a second on that, I guess?
I would like a second on that.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the accounts payable relating to
the
storage units for the public administrator. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. I will step across and let the auditor know that we've approved that.
Thank you, and I'll forward this to the auditor to print and put that with.
And we will stand in recess until 1 o'clock when we have the Castle Rock Community Improvement District public hearing. Have the gentleman, by the way, read that information?